Today, we're gathered first and foremost to bring worship and adoration to God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But also amongst our worship, we're also making space to celebrate the different cultures and cultural heritage within our church. But also, I guess most importantly, our oneness in Christ. You know, in our oneness, we have this beautiful tapestry and rich heritage within our church. It enriches who we are because of the gifts that we each bring to the body of Christ. You know, it says in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This means that the family we come from, the education we had, or who we were, no longer holds us or gives us spiritual benefit. Our spiritual benefit is found in Christ and our oneness. The old is gone, the new is come. Who we are is found in Jesus Christ alone.
I was born in South Africa and we moved here when I was 10, 11 years ago.
Okay, we are from Malaysia. And actually, our native is in India, but since our grandfather and mother, they have been to Malaysia and they have settled there. We born in Malaysia and we are Malaysian and brought brothers to Australia. Now we are Australian. Amen.
First Nations, Australia.
My family is originally from 7 generations from the same place. It's called Pune in west coast of India. Well, I'm born in Hindu family and now I'm in a Christian family, so the support that I get from different cultures in Gateway is really valuable for me because I'm learning as I go as well.
We're from Australia. My grandfather's from England.
Malaysia.
How many generations in Malaysia?
3.
Before?
India before that.
So my mother is Fijian Indian and my dad is Sri Lankan and half Italian. With my mother's side, like, I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for all their family and all their cultures, all the yummy food, all the colourful, you know, occasions and dresses. It really brought life to our family.
My family is originally from India. In South India, it's a place called Andhra Pradesh.
My dad's side, England. Mum's side, Germany.
No, I'm 1/16th Italian.
I'm from Croatia. The Italian side of Croatia.
From Lebanon, from Beirut, Lebanon.
It's just fantastic to see all the members of God's family feeling welcome and comfortable being together in the same house of God, worshipping God together and being a family together.
I'm originally from Kenya. Lived in Australia for over 15 years, so I'm Kenyan-Australian or Australian-Kenyan.
England, 5 generations, so they come out as convicts. Yeah, now I'm a free man.
Your favorite food is biryani. When we taste it, we go all around the world, you can get the biryani and you can have the essence of our heritage food, actually. Yeah, it's biryani.
Steak and veg.
Nice.
Pork chop and veg.
Biryani. biryani and chicken curry. Tastes like home, yes.
Minestrone. Hearty.
Oh, kibbe, tabbouleh, hummus, babaganoush, everything beautiful.
Ugali. Which is from cornmeal. It is like polenta.
My cultural heritage? Well, my mum's family's from the UK. Came to Australia, became farmers, went into the far country. My dad's family, well, Danish, and also Mauritius by way of the continent of Africa. You know, we have so many different cultures and heritages within our church family. People from so many nations, people from Australia, Indigenous Australians, also those who came here by sea. Pacific Islands, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, and many other African nations. The continent of Europe, England, Scotland, Ireland, Spain, Germany, Holland, Denmark, Mauritius, the West Indies, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, China, Singapore, Italy, Lebanon, Croatia, Greece, Uganda, Japan, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Fiji, the Ukraine. Are there any others that I don't know about yet? Yell them out. This is the reality. We are many from many different places, but by the grace of God, we are one in Christ. Are there any nations that I missed? Tanzania? Congo? Where else? France? Come on. Maltese? From Egypt? Oh, come on. See, there it is, Bevs. Anyone else? Okay, did someone say Kangaroo Island? Oh, love it. We're so blessed. We're so blessed as a church. And I just really want us to center around this celebration today, but also center around the oneness that we have in Christ. We're all from such different cultural backgrounds, but praise God, He's brought us together, amen, under one banner. And I've got some great news for you. Oh, actually, before I go on, you guys ready back there? One more video, quickly. This is such a good one. Get ready.
Tell me what you just told me.
All morning in church, I've been in pain. Been morning out the front, Ray knew, pray for me, and no more pain. I was thinking about going out to the car to get some more painkillers after the service.
So good.
Thank you, Lord.
How good. How exciting. Still no pain. Come on. So good. Exciting. Did someone tell me that Jasmine's here today? There she is back there. Congratulations to both you guys. Little baby boy, Koa, mighty warrior. Come on. So excited. So good. We've got a little gift for you that we'll give you afterwards. So good. So excited. Love little babies in the church. How good is it? Nothing. Maddie and Nick, come on. It's good to see you guys. Amazing. Well, I've got some great news for you today. And the great news is this, Romans 1:3-4. The good news is about God's Son, Jesus our Lord. As a human, He was born from the family of David, but through the Holy Spirit, He was shown to be God's powerful Son when He was raised from the death. Who thinks that's good news? Oh, it's just the basis of our faith. That's all. Such great news. Great, Jesus is alive. And the good news, because of His resurrection, there's even more good news for you. You receive eternal life through Him. I don't know about you, but that makes my heart glad. That makes me want to smile. And because of that, you're made to be part of the body of Christ. So good, right? So good. Is anyone else getting distracted by the good smell of food? I wish I was Zach right now. Because Zach can't smell a lot. You know, to confirm that you're part of the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is part of it. See, I wasn't just making it up. It's actually in the scriptures. You are part of the body of Christ. Galatians 3, and this is my main passage of scripture. If you're taking notes today, this is my main passage. It says this, so in Christ Jesus, you're all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Let's break it down. Maybe you've heard this scripture before. Let's break it down a little bit today. So what I love about this passage of scripture is that it is a reinforcement for all of us that we can be and are all called to be children of God through faith in Jesus. And my main point around this is it confirms who we are because of Jesus. Not who we were, not who we feel tempted to be, but who we are because of Jesus. It levels up a step further in saying this, that when you were baptized into Christ, you are clothed with Christ. You no longer need to cover yourself with other things to try and make yourself righteous or make yourself better, or covering yourself in good works, or covering yourself in self-condemnation, or covering yourself in shame, or covering yourself with the grip of sin, or people-pleasing, or any other formation of personality or projection. No, when you receive Christ, when you're baptized in Him, you are clothed with Christ, every part of Him. Is that anyone else excited by that today? You no longer have to be held by the grip of the old life. No longer have to be held by people-pleasing ways. Who's so glad that Jesus broke their people-pleasing ways? Anyone? Oh, I tell you what, you can run yourself ragged trying to like please people. Maybe you used to do it like to try and get a promotion at work, or maybe you used to do it in your family because it's just this weird dynamic and dysfunction. You don't have to do that anymore. You're clothed in Christ and His pure, beautiful function that He has for each and every single one of us. You are clothed in righteousness. You are clothed in holiness. You are free from the stronghold of sin, clothed in Christ. Now, for some of you today, this is a reminder. And I'm going to see faces beginning to smile throughout this message, because it's just telling you this is who you are because of Christ. And it's going to remind you. Now, in this scripture also, we see that your covering is confirmed. Because we're clothed in Christ, our covering is confirmed. You know, sometimes we can feel like maybe we need to enter different spaces. Could be work, could be school, could be uni. And we have to enter that space, and we clothe ourselves and we cover ourselves with maybe a different personality or a different, and so I have to do that because I need to cover myself to protect myself. I want to encourage you. The power of God dwells in each and every single one of us. You are covered and clothed by Christ Jesus. Your covering is confirmed. Whether it's the first time you've heard it, be reminded. Whether you've never heard it before, I'm telling you, it will change the way that you walk into rooms. No longer feeling like, oh, no, you walk in with a boldness and a confidence. So, oh, but that's completely against my personality. Watch what happens when you just allow the clothing of Christ to cover you. Watch how it changes who you are. And in verse 28, and this is where I want us to settle for just a little bit this morning. Verse 28, this is wild. Anyone else love it when they read the scriptures and it's like, this is wild. Verse 28, one more time, this is wild. Now, it says this in verse 28, that there's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And the beauty of this passage of Scripture, it encourages us that there's no longer a chosen people and some people on the outside. This greatly encouraged me. No longer just like there's some people chosen and some people aren't. It's not like that anymore. You know, once upon a time, it was the case. There were some chosen people and there were some others. But because of Jesus, now God has chosen all humankind. It's such a powerful moment. Jesus changed everything. Everything. You know, also in truth, if we're to really confront this scripture head on, in truth, we know that there are free people on this earth and there are people who are still in slavery. We can't deny that. Amen? Now, what I want to say about that is we know that slavery is ungodly. It's absolutely abhorrent. It's not God's heart. We know slavery is ungodly. It goes against the heart of God. Let's be like, let's drive straight through it. So it also goes on to say that there's no longer male or female. Now, obviously, there's still male and female. Would everyone agree with that? It's okay, you're in church, be bold. Do everyone agree there's male and female? I'll say I'm the pastor because I'm going to read it from the Bible. It's like, it's biblical. Don't worry about what social media or other people are telling you. This is what the Bible says. Now, you know, obviously there's male and female in regard to biology and sex. This has always been the case Because in Genesis 1:27, it says this: so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. We must stand on the truth of the Bible. Don't buy into pop culture. Don't buy into people who are trying to destroy society. This is God's creation. We try and bend this. The moment we try and bend this, we're actually taking ourselves out of the created image that God created us in. Oh, let's just stay true to the word of God. Amen? See, God created humans, male and female, in his own image and likeness. So it's a given there's still male and female. But why does it say that there's no longer male or female? I don't understand. Why does it say there's no longer free and slave? I don't understand. You know, what this scripture is letting us know, and this is the power of oneness in Christ. This is the power of being clothed in Christ. This scripture is letting us know that when we're in Christ, when we're clothed in Christ, when we're one in Christ, our unity in Christ transcends ethnic, social, gender distinctions, our oneness. It surpasses, it exceeds, it perfects any earthly limitation or any other cultural barrier. Our oneness in Christ, it overrides all of those things. So in the church of Jesus Christ, male and female, equal. It's true, right? It's true. Let's just preach it for what it is. Cultural, equal. Oneness, unity. Different distinctions, we'll celebrate those. But oneness. Gender, in the eyes of God, his beloved children, his beloved sons and daughters. See, Jesus confirms once again in this passage of Scripture what he came to do. He completed it in full. He made us all one in Christ. And he reminds us of what he came to do in Luke 4:18. For those who are familiar with this, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. Spoke about the good news at the beginning. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. God's a good God. To set free those who are bound in their issues. Now, I want to encourage you, if you feel bound in issues today, Jesus wants to set you free. If you're still struggling with the grip of sin and some errors, Jesus wants to set you free. It's not something you need to carry alone and just come to Sunday, it's like everything's good, and then Monday through Saturday, it's like, oh, Lord, help me. No, you don't have to do that alone. Jesus has came to set you free. Allow someone in the church to stand with you and pray with you and encourage you. He came to restore vision for your life. He came so that you could see all the good plans. He wants to restore vision so you can see all the good plans that he has prepared for you. You know, let it be known, God has started a good thing in you. It's like, I don't always feel good, Pastor. God has started a good thing in you. Don't you worry about it. And I say this biblically, he will complete them. Just surrender yourself to him. Walk in his will. He will complete those as you follow him. You are created for purpose. Many of you would have heard this scripture before, particularly if you're in a youth ministry at some point. I'm Jeremiah 29, verse 11. If you're in a youth ministry, you could probably like close your eyes, block your ears, and still recite it. Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's exciting as far as I'm concerned. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us longer. He has plans for you. He has purposes for you. It's not just to exist in the ether and like use oxygen. No, he has plans and purposes for each and every single one of us. Hope, future, plans for you. You're chosen. You're a royal priesthood. God's chosen special possession. I'm going to say, God chose you. God chose you. So, but like I came to the front and I made a decision. God chose you. When Jesus came to earth, showed us how to live, went to the cross, went to the grave, rose again after he was buried. At that moment, God's plans and purposes came real for each and every single one of us. God chose you through his son, Jesus. God chose you. You're not a consolation prize. And maybe sometimes there's some of us who feel you are not a consolation prize. You are God's chosen son, chosen daughter. Let it echo through your heart, through your soul, through your mind. You are his prized, loved son or daughter. And I say this over each and every single one of us. I say it over the church. I say it to you individually. Your best days are now. Your best days are right now. So, I'm studying, I'm trying to do good at school, I'm at uni, or I'm trying to get the promotion. Your best days are right now. Forget about the other stuff. Just stay faithful to what God's called you to do in this season and live now. Live in the now. Don't live for the future. Oh, if I could just get through this next 3 years at uni. No, your best days are right now. God is doing a good thing in you right now. You know, what I also love about this scripture is this scripture declares our whole and complete freedom is in him. We don't have to work hard for it. Jesus took care of it. We don't have to do a whole bunch of religious platitudes to try and get closer to him. We are if you've received Christ, you are the closest that you can ever be to him, bar passing away and going to heaven. He is in you. He is with you at all times. He dwells in you and with you. Your whole and complete freedom is in him alone. You know, lastly, verse 29. It confirms that every promise that was promised through Abraham is yours because of your oneness in Christ. You are now part of the promise given to Abraham. You are now an heir, a true son or daughter of God. I don't know about you, but that excites me a lot. You're an heir of God, a true son or daughter of God. You know, today we celebrate this, the beauty and wonder of our respective cultures. I'm so grateful for the vibrant expression, the delicious foods, brother. Come on. I'm so excited that culture, you know, it brings a reinforcement. It reinforces our togetherness and it reinforces our joy as we come together as a church. But in this exact moment, may we always be acutely and eternally aware that the reason we get to celebrate the wonderful parts of our cultures today is because we have been redeemed. It's because we're free, we're forgiven, we're set apart, we're clothed in Christ, ultimately one in him. This is why we get to celebrate and come together as a body. We have this beautiful, rich tapestry of people, rich tapestry of stories that beautifully makes up the people who are Gateway Church. But what makes it complete is Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. We are the body, and he makes us complete. Our distinctions, our cultural diversities have become a cultural blessing to the body of Christ. This is because, first and foremost, we're not defined by, and listen to this morning, we're not defined by our nationalities. We're not defined by our skin color or any other difference. We're defined as those who belong to Christ. Or let that echo for a moment inside of you. Can I say it one more time? We are defined as those who belong to Christ. Our oneness makes way for God's beauty to be shown through each of us. And so let it also be known today that everyone can be known by God personally. Everyone. It's not for a special few people, as I mentioned before. God sent Jesus to earth to show us how to live first and foremost. Jesus went to the cross, the grave, rose again on the third day for the forgiveness of our sins so we could be forgiven and have a personal relationship with God through Jesus. Who is so eternally grateful that that's true for them? Three hands. If I had six hands, I would put them. I am eternally grateful. Eternally grateful. And so I don't know if you know Jesus personally today, but this is a moment for you. A moment where you can be forgiven of your sins, set free from your past, to be clothed in Christ, to be known as a son or daughter of God. I say this, today is your day. Today is your day of salvation. Today is your day of freedom. It says this in Romans 10 verse 9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 13 also says this, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not a maybe, will be. It's absolute. You call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. And so I just want us to take a moment this morning, just if we could all close our eyes, just to give some space to the people around us. If you want to know Jesus personally, you want to be free from the grip of sin, you want to be set free and known as a son and daughter of God, clothed in Christ. If that's you today, on the count of three, I'm going to give you the opportunity to respond. And you can respond by just putting your hand up. And once you put your hand up, you can put it back down. No pressure. No pressure. But this is a moment between you and God. God's already speaking to you. He's just used what I've been talking about today to get your attention. And if that's you, on the count of three, once you put your hand up, you can put it back down. One, two, three. Awesome, awesome. Anyone else today? Don't let this moment pass you by. This is a moment for you. A moment to be known. Salvation is here for you today. Eternity is here for you today. God loves you, cherishes you. Anyone else? So yeah, that's me. Maybe you responded to Jesus ages ago, but you've been on your own journey doing your own thing. And this is a moment for you to come back. Come back to God the Father. If that's you, pop your hand up, put it back down. Awesome. This is what we're going to do, just with our eyes closed. We're going to pray a prayer. It's a prayer of calling on the name of the Lord. And this is a prayer of knowing God personally. Everything changes this moment where you make Jesus Lord of your life. Church, why don't you pray this prayer with me? Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus. I declare with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Today I'm calling on the name of the Lord. Forgive me of my sin. I repent. I turn to you. From today on, I follow you for all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.